to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
You move to America right now. Mm. As Sol Penduka right now.
But I'm Sol Penduka, bro. I'm smart. I've got the. I know the internet.
Yeah, but you don't know how America works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going to ride solo or are you going to get someone besides you who knows what happens in America?
I'll call him Bredo for Tuso.
Whoa.
Drop the fucking thing.
At least in the connection. No connection.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the biggest podcast in SA.
Africa.
Casual. Woman live in line numbers, don't motherfuckers.
Boom.
Hey, we're pushing, we almost 600,000, dog.
Dude, it's crazy, bro.
Bro.
Sometimes I'm scared to check even. It's like, it's just too much.
We're going to hit a million maybe next year, this time.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We gotta do something big for a million, bro. Like, we gotta like do a podcast at a stadium or something.
Yeah, remember we're throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. It should maybe coincide with the with that number, with that landmark, with that milestone. Mm. 1 million. Do it at Orlando Stadium. Do it because the dome now has cars and stuff there, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, look at cars now.
Yeah.
Orlando Stadium.
Meh. Mm.
Yeah.
You think we could fill up a stadium?
We can. We could fill up a stadium, bro. Then we can do a lot of things that big platforms can't do.
Yeah.
Like, big platforms can't do. We do it. We've been doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can
and
do
it'll just be a fraction of the subscribers. So it's not even, you know, already I think a stadium, what,
can 90,000.
90,000, yeah. How?
Bro, my birthday party, people flew in from Cape Town, from Limpopo, from KZN for a birthday party. Mm. Podcast, and we started pushing
Sol it. Sol is a promoter now.
Not even. I'm not a promoter. It's my birthday party. We push it from June. Yeah. We'll do it next year, springtime, September. Mm. From this year, June. Next year, springtime. Mm. You think we're going to sell those tickets? Without even like, it won't even be a hard sell. Just casually.
Drop a stadium emoji if you want us to fill up a stadium.
Hey, oh, is there a stadium
there's no
emoji?
Stadium emoji.
I think there is.
There's no stadium
just
emoji.
Just drop whatever emoji is there.
Drop a castle something. There's a castle emoji or something. Yeah, drop something.
So Penduka's here. I is here. Coast Ladies here. Yeah. I am here.
Maligant is here.
Before we get into all the stuff that's been trending and all the bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
Why is it, as a race, we are the only ones with superstitions?
No, everybody got superstitions.
Everyone has.
It's a black thing, guys.
Don't white people also, they don't walk under a ladder as well. It's bad luck. Or, if you don't look at me in the eyes while we toast, bad sex for 7 years. Mm. That's a white superstition.
No, that's a drinking superstition. No, it's that's what you say before you take a shot.
No, that's white superstition, bro.
Yeah, white things we do, we've adopted literally from just white people, actually.
If white people didn't have superstition, they wouldn't come up with a word for it. Think about it. No, like, think about it. Like, think about it. Like,
what superstition in your language? In Venda?
Oh, I don't know. Yo.
You see? But we do have superstitions, though.
What superstitions do you know? I got some wild ones here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think, like, I'm 35 now. I'm not married. Every Sunday, my mom used to cook custard, and I would scrape it off the pot, the last bit. So she'd leave some of it, and I'd eat it off the pot. And she always said, don't eat from a pot. You will never get married. And I always wanted to get married when I was 21, 22. 35, not married. So I think I might be a victim, a stat of that superstition. Yeah. Or if they sweep you, like, while they're sweeping, they sweep your feet.
Yeah.
Also, luck. That it's bad luck or you won't get married. I think I was told you would get married as well from that one.
You wanted to get married at 21, bro?
I really wanted to. I love the idea of marriage.
Yeah.
I really wanted to get married early. Like when I was in high school, I wanted to get married. And I wish I was lucky enough to get married early.
Bro, 21, those are your peak years, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, it's my peak years now, and I'm a very calm, chilled person. You know, you won't find me going crazy.
If you had been married at 21, 22, do you think you'll still be married? Or would you have been probably ended up in a divorce?
Maybe third marriage. To be honest. No, but I'm kidding.
Oh, wow, I love your honesty, though.
I think I would have been married still. I think I still would have been married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's some superstitions I heard, right?
Yeah.
If your ear itches, they're talking about you.
Yes, that we know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, every Monday and Thursday, my ear is itching.
Yeah, you're trending. Every week, every day, your ear is itching. Like, Ziggy, give me a knife. Give me a fork.
Even the eye twitch. The eye twitch is we're going to see someone.
Yes, I got that. I got that in here as well. There's if you trip with your left foot, that means bad luck. Bad news is coming.
I trip. I always fall. I always trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it with your left foot or right foot? Because if you trip with your right foot, it means good luck. Good news are coming.
Both. Remember Shimza's party? Who was there? When we got booked, I tripped with my left, sprained my ankle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a few days later, I tripped with my right, sprained my ankle.
Oh.
At some point, like, yeah. So, yeah. But I don't remember getting bad news.
If you wear clothes the wrong side, example, a shirt, jacket, or a sock, someone will turn against you.
Oh.
Mm. Okay. But we all do that on
a regular.
When you wear something, what, back to front? Wear a jersey, in the lift. How? You know the mirror's in the lift. You're like, how? Oh. You know, we all do that, though. But people always turn against people.
Yeah.
So. If your hand is itchy, it means money is coming.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
But does it really? And then, do you actually get the money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, for real?
Yeah, dog. You get it. Serious.
My hand hasn't itched in a while.
My hand has been itching for the past 3 months.
Hey!
And
you're getting it.
And
where has your hand itching for 3 months, man?
Not every day, but it
morning
itches.
Routine.
Yeah, it itches. Hands. Randomly itches.
Bro.
On a day, yeah. Oh. And you get money.
So you guys actually believe these superstitions?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
We're black.
I started believing the marriage and eating off the pot one now that I realize I'm not married, but generally I don't.
And then the last one I got is eye twitching, going to see someone you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Which other superstitions do you know?
Those ones actually I've read. Those are the ones I know of. Yeah. Like just generally.
Yeah. And you, do you know any in Eastern Cape? I mean,
in Cape Town.
No. Cape Town.
Nah, those are the same ones.
Yeah.
I know walking under a ladder is also bad luck.
Yeah.
Back when we were kids, we'd play like fraud, my touches or whatever they call it, and would run around.
Wait,
the
what's the head?
Like I touch you, and then what happens when you touch a person? Oh, then they need to try touch you.
Oh, touch.
Yeah, it's touch. Yeah.
There's the dark ones also.
Touches, you know?
When you see an owl at night, someone is going to die, or when a cat. An owl.
It's Corva, yes.
It's either you dying or someone is going to die.
Whoa, that's
or,
dark.
Or if a bird gets into your place through a window, someone is dying.
Then. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
If there's a tin, a Coca-Cola tin or whatever, on the streets running and you hear it, something bad is going to happen to you.
Fuck me,
if it's a Fanta tin?
A tin, like, like... At night, random.
For real.
On the streets.
Yeah, if you see, what is it if like you're driving and you see a cat passing? A black cat. That's a white superstition, though.
Yeah, that's a white one.
Ah, now you agree that they've got superstitions.
Oh, yeah.
Cats is ours.
When specifically driving and a white cat passes.
Oh,
that's
white.
Passes, not peanut butter. But the actual black cat passes. It's bad luck or something something horrible. It's a bad omen.
Yeah.
It's a bad omen.
So you're playing touch, yes?
Yeah, touch. So when you... More around the Ingrid, it's bad luck also. Like my mom would always sitting around the Ingrid. Don't circle, run around in the house, you know? Yeah, the block of flats is too big to run around. But what was a superstition as well?
I think I know from, like, you kind of run around adults when they are talking, you know, like, abantu abadala.
Yes.
You do see, like, you're busy running around. It's, they feel like, hey, you know, there's something about that.
And also walking between people. There's one.
Yes.
Like, they'll say, like, turn around and
go,
you know,
up,
undo the walking in between.
What about when you get, like, moja chicken and you're a kid, right? And then the adult's like, let me taste it so I make sure there's no poison. Is that a superstition?
No, that's just conning. They're conning you out of your chicken.
Nah.
Yeah. They're just conning you out of your chicken. They're just conning out of your chicken, man. That's it. You just got conned. It's a super con, that one.
The man of the house gets two pieces.
Yeah.
So everyone gets one piece.
Oh, yes.
Bro, what's up with these kids smoking weed at school, bro?
But kids are, let's be honest, though. But kids have been smoking
bro,
weed at school.
They've been. Even we were smoking weed as well.
Yeah. I had a mate of mine. He used to sell space cookies, you know, in high school.
Mm.
He used to sell space cookies in high school.
So what's the uproar about? Because it's been happening, though.
It's because it's on camera. That's why. Because of video cameras. You know what I mean? That's why. Because it's uploaded. But kids have been. I mean, I remember when I was in school. After school, there were kids who would go smoke cigarettes and weed.
Yeah.
And drink.
Yeah.
And I didn't do none then. I'd see them.
Yeah.
It's literally been happening. It happened at Hyde Park High.
Of course, yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's been happening. It's not
That's
like
why
a
I had
phenomenon.
My first joint. Yeah.
Oh, you had your first joint there?
Yeah, at high school.
High school.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah. And you were in a taxi and then the coin dropped and it dropped in slow.
Keep.
You've told me. You know what I mean? Kids been smoking weed in high school. Like, it's not like a new phenomenon.
No, but high school's wide, dog. We do everything, bro. We smoke weed, as we have alcohol, sex for the
I
first
didn't.
Time.
How?
You didn't have alcohol?
I didn't have alcohol in high school. I started drinking varsity second year.
For real?
Had sex third year.
Oh, makes sense. That's why you have a heavy hand in making it up for all those years.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm still with everything I do, you know, overboard because I'm still I'm making up all the lost time. Yeah, bro, I didn't. But kids, not general. Let's be honest. It wasn't like the average high school kid. Sex, maybe. But it was the naughty, the really naughty,
naughty
the delinquents.
Kids, yeah.
The
yeah.
real delinquents who were smoking weed in high school.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, bro.
Mm.
It wasn't like
the
top,
whole school.
Yeah. Or the top one, the top 10 is still having a casual joint before an exam.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It was the delinquents.
And then space cookies? Ever had space cookies?
I've never had space cookies, funny
You've
enough.
Never.
I charged my friend for selling space cookies back then, and I was like, who's this guy? I don't recognize him. I've never had space cookies.
Wow.
I've had edibles now, but I've never had space cookies while in high school.
You guys,
yeah, I had space cookies in high school.
Mm.
I had my first joint in high school.
Mm. Look at you. You're back
wow.
then.
Yeah. Damn. Whoa, had a wild.
With the space cookies in Cape Town.
Yeah, I had some. I'll never have it again. That thing is horrible.
Yeah.
It lasted 3 days, though.
Yeah.
I tried to be sober. I couldn't.
Yeah.
To a point where I had to stay home the whole time.
How many
did
you have?
One.
And also, like, just general, like, with weed. Edibles stay in your system longer than when you smoke.
Oh.
And they're stronger.
Yeah.
They go straight into your system.
Mm. Like an IV drip.
Yes. Mm. Almost something like that. You know what I mean? So, because they go straight, like, you know. Because remember, when you eat food, right, your body will then absorb, you know, all the nutrients and stuff directly from the, you know, intestinal, the glands and stuff. So literally the weed is like absorbed, like the food, you know what I mean? So it's not like when you smoke it. That's why it stays longer, edibles.
My mom has never had a sip of alcohol. She's never had weed at all. So this one time I wanted to give her space cookie.
Oh,
just for the fuck of it,
But you can get her edibles.
No.
You can get her edibles.
What's that now? What are edibles?
You keep it's space cookies, edibles.
Yeah, but at least with edibles, you get them in your health stores even. Like, we buy health, like your edibles from
sweets.
Our health shops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like but a proper
cake.
Branded, and you just have sweets, some it's biscuits, whatever. And
but I remember I went to a party once in high school, and that's when I had my first time having alcohol. So when I got in the car, because she was picking me up from the party, she's like, hey, man, you smell like you were drinking. I'm like, no, it's just iced tea.
Because she doesn't know alcohol. She can't confirm alcohol.
I told her it's iced tea, dog. Hey, anyway, shout out to Elon Musk, that motherfucker. Bro,
some people live another life, bro.
Shout out to Elon Musk. He bought Twitter. When I saw that story in the beginning, I thought, no ways, this is not gonna happen. Yeah. This nigga's just flexing on
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
It finally happened.
Crazy,
it's
right?
here. It's happening.
Crazy.
Can you believe it?
It's crazy. Like 40, how many billion dollars?
44.
But 20 of it, 20 billion is loans.
Loans.
Yeah, it's not. He doesn't actually have 46 billion.
He does have 46 billion.
No.
Not liquid.
Yeah, not liquid.
Oh,
most of it is loans.
Oh, is it? Okay. Ah, it's cool though. But you'll pay it back. Shit always makes money. Tesla, for example. So he's good for it.
Yeah. So what he wants to do, he wants to add an edit button.
Thank you, Elon!
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants to have a new feature which includes authenticating all humans.
Authentic, how do you gonna, is there a single database for all humans though? How are you gonna authenticate?
So I think he's trying to do away with the like having fake profiles and
you must upload like an ID or something.
Yes.
Like Facebook, when you want to advertise, Facebook will ask you to upload a thing.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Okay. So that's gonna do away with all these spam accounts.
Yeah.
Yes, bots.
Yes.
Particularly bots.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they do a lot of damage, dog.
They do, bro. They do.
Who's
bro.
This guy now, Musa? Who's this Musa guy?
Musa Kaula.
The new one.
I don't know, eh?
Hey, that nigga's dropping files, eh?
How?
Yo, because I try
every day in the podcast group, there's a screenshot of him dropping another. Another one.
It's crazy.
How many did he drop this week, bro?
Too many.
When he dropped this, I see today he dropped the Nak thing. Nak is.
Oh, I saw that in the group. Let me read it.
Someone who
after
Skak. Nak. He dropped the Nak one.
Nak and Anati Seyisi.
Yes.
Yeah, he says Anati Seyisi has been having a secret affair with Nak Music. The pair met when Anati was a presenter on ETV's Crazy.
Imagine.
Anati denies being in a relationship with Nak, though she has been spotted multiple times leaving Nak's house, who's cheating on his girlfriend Robin Lee. Wow.
No.
This doesn't even look like Nak's type, man. Because Nak likes them exotic.
Exotic.
Yeah.
Well, I know the girlfriend looks very exotic.
Yes.
So maybe that's... Maybe he likes them Anati type. That was just an anomaly. The
but
exotic
do you believe that,
girlfriend.
Though?
I don't know, bro. It's tough. I mean... It's like if they said, I'm cheating, for example, on my partner, and they asked, do you believe it? It's really difficult for you, you know, because you don't know, right? So it's very, I don't know, bro. I really don't know.
What else did he drop?
Well,
it started with Mihlali. When after Mihlali, he just went off.
Went off, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
After Mihlali's stuff, he went off with
Mihlali,
everyone.
They did a bad.
Yeah.
Mihlali, you can see that there's a leak in her camp, bro. You can just tell.
But come on, that involves two camps. Are you talking about the husband who left the wife for her?
Oh, yeah. By the way, break it down for us, ghost lady. What happened?
So basically what happened is that there's a whole rumor, and what's alleged is that there is Uli Roy, this guy, has left his wife for Mihlalev. What first started...
What a fucking dumbass.
You know?
Jeez.
And then what it started with...
how do you leave your main for a side, bro?
The wife found receipts of, so allegedly this guy is paying for Mihlali's house or bought the house and was also buying her furniture.
Yeah.
So obviously there were receipts that had Mihlali's, all her details, because that's where everything was delivered, you know. So that's how it all just came out.
What does this nigga do?
He's
I don't
rich,
know.
Obviously.
Yeah,
so probably like a businessman, you know.
And he left his wife for Mihlali.
Yeah.
Is he fucking mad?
But that's how some people find their wives.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Fuck out of here.
Hey, there's married people who. Ha!
How many married people who married men are taking care of sites, you know?
Yeah, but you don't leave your main.
Malusuki Kaba. Well, they divorced now, but I mean, the wife he just divorced now, he was married when they started.
He's a dumbass. He's a dumbass.
Hey, man. But
what if you're no longer happy?
And like, you meet the love of your life.
Yes.
You know, you can meet the love of your life while you're married.
Then get divorced.
That's what he's doing.
That's why he's leaving, yes.
No, bro, I'll never understand why a nigga will leave their main for a side, bro.
I get what you mean.
I will never understand that. This is the woman, I don't know her, but she was probably with this nigga when he was broke.
Yeah, I get your logic. I'm just saying, sometimes niggas think they're in love.
And does he actually think Mihlali loves him?
He genuinely believes
Fuck me.
He genuinely believes.
Oh, he didn't leave.
Nah, he didn't leave.
Oh,
he
that makes sense.
Yet.
Wait. Yet. What? He didn't leave?
No, he didn't leave yet.
So the story is a hoax. It's fake.
I don't know, but he didn't leave yet.
I think it's just still unfolding. It's just that at the end of the day is that this man, this married man is with, and it's just the fact that Mihlale is with a married man, you know? So I think she was even on a live alone, like when she was just talking to her friends. So I think also one of her friends, there's, you know when you say there's a leak amongst your friends, one of the friends also just released that video of her like bragging about I'm in love with a married man and all of this. Like, imagine.
Who's at fault in this case? Is it the married man or Mihlale?
Both.
It's the married man.
Married man is a
okay, guy, Mihlale.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess married man.
Mihlale
yeah.
didn't approach this nigga.
Yes, number one.
Yeah,
number
true,
one.
True.
It's the man. Mm. The man. Like,
and she's in love with the lifestyle.
Yes.
Who's gonna say no?
Yes.
Exactly. It's the man.
No, first and foremost, yes, it is the man. It is the man.
Yeah. Can't, like, it's the man, guys. I mean, we are okay, Jimmy say escape.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's that simple.
Sure.
It's the nigga, bro.
It is a horrible niggas, thing. Huh?
No, I'm just going to want to say what people always say. You can't steal someone's man as a woman. You know, because it's the man,
Yay!
So people must stop saying, yeah, you're a home wrecker. Or no, niggas wreck their own homes.
Mm.
It's that simple.
And the thing is, sometimes people want to act all like high and mighty and like you're judging towards the female. But at the end of the day, you also, some people have circumstances where you need things and this is a person who can supply for whatever you need. So it's almost like, you know, you can't, there's a lot of women out there who are literally desperate for men. And if a married man comes, they'll say yes, you know?
You married Ghost Lady. Would you give him Naga a pass because it's Mihlale?
No.
Come on.
Give Mihlale a pass.
No, give him Naga,
Naga
a pass.
A pass.
Yeah.
No.
True pass.
No. Mihlale Unan, like what?
Oh, she's beautiful.
And?
Eh?
Am I not?
Hey.
Hey.
It's not like it's a grenade. That's what I'm trying to say.
Hey?
If it's a grenade, it's like I'm so nippy.
No.
You don't see me. But no. Mihlale, I think as a lady you can understand, it's Mihlale, guys. Hey?
My thing is when I look at all of this, I just go, I think we're in an age where I met Mnaga probably was at Mihlale's age. And Mnaga was not what he is now. So there's been this element of we've had to build together
you
to get where.
You help him build.
Exactly. Then it's like now there's someone who's younger and it's just all they think of and say, okay, I want a man. Because remember how Mihlale was like, she wants a 50,000 every month as just money for
pocket money.
So it's like, who's that man who can give you that? It's definitely not a 25-year-old. You understand? It's probably
some,
a 40,
some 25-year-olds making bank now.
Yeah, no, they are. They are.
Yeah,
but
maybe
normally,
20-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, there's some 20-year-olds. Uncle Vinny.
Yeah, but I mean, anomalies. You know, this
but
one out of 100.
Normally they want these mature,
it's
mature,
one of, out of 100.
Men, like, who have been around. It's, they don't want, like, men their ages usually, right? So it all goes back to they don't want to actually put in the work and build and actually grow with someone. Instead, you want them ready-made.
Yes. Water it.
Yes. So it's one thing, like you said, oh, I just want a man who's got a beard. When I met him now, he didn't have a beard. But now everyone goes crazy for who, you know?
He didn't have an AMG. He didn't have a nice big house. With a pool. You know what I mean?
Wasn't buff.
No buff, OJ. With a degree. Renting an apartment somewhere, Jay, you know.
Exactly.
What figure, what marker. From Bafo to Baf.
Would you be mad if he left you for a side chick?
Baf.
I'd actually applaud. I've always kind of said I want honesty, guys. Like honesty.
Yeah.
If he's not happy with me and he does not no longer see my value and in dude, I'm very okay with starting off again and finding another man. I am pro.
Would you be happy if he left you for a side chick?
It is fine.
She'd come to accept it. Of course, she won't be happy, but she'll accept it.
Because hopeful. I'm one of those. I live in a space where I don't mind starting again. And I think it's a good character to have because sometimes you get so stuck in whatever you've built and you think like, now I own him. I don't own him. I don't own him.
Mm.
He's just my husband. And and the thing is, it's his choice with him being with me. You know, it's our love is a decision thing. But if it comes to a decision where it's like, Asafilani, then
start again.
Ah, preach.
Start again.
We need more women like you.
Start again. Plus, you got to start a gun to help me.
So, for Nenu Baba,
start a gun, no Baba, Shakala food.
Oh, shit. Last thing I wanted to talk about, I was reading this article, right? Yeah. And you know, these designer brands, like these big designer labels that do clothes and bags and like what
Gucci and them, right? Yeah.
They specifically target poor people because poor people want to look rich.
Ooh.
How crazy is that, dog?
Is that true?
Yes.
You know why I say that, ne? Because Tommy Hilfiger once berated the hip hop community.
Yes.
He said they bastardizing his brand.
Ish.
Because now he's making a premium brand, and to him, even Cristal, the champagne, they were like, yo, we don't like these rappers, you know, throwing our alcohol like that, drinking it. And Jay-Z had made it, like, had mentioned it over 100 times in many songs. And they were like, we don't like that because y'all taking this brand of ours and making it cheap, whereby historically, because the phenomenon of poor people wanting to look rich is fairly new. But these brands, if some are from the 1950s or even older, and have always been premium brand consumed by the rich.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the stats, who's buying these brands?
True. Yes. But do the brands, as you say, do they really like to see that? Because it makes their loyal, old customer base, clientele, go, oh, shit, if Sol is drinking, you know, this XO, I don't want it because I'm a millionaire in Italy.
But numbers don't lie, dog. Numbers are saying otherwise. I mean, tell me which rich nigga, I'm talking like Elon Musk rich. Yeah. Have you ever seen wear a Gucci or a LV, what?
Guys, they're there.
No, dog. They all wear these shirts from Mr. Price with no branding.
No. Those are expensive things. They don't have branding. They don't loud. But they're very expensive.
The ones Mark Zuckerberg wears.
Yeah.
For real.
Some of them are super expensive, bro.
No
like,
way.
Haven't you gone into those shops in Santon where you don't know the name and you look at a simple jacket, it's a leather jacket, it's not blingy, and it's 50K.
With no branding.
Yeah, no branding, but it's, yeah, you get them. Yeah, or even those shoes, those medical Green Cross shoes, you know, actually shoes, but they're healthy and, you know, and they're like, yeah, what? I'm not going to buy this shoe. I'm going to buy a Jordan.
You can't tell me that the shirts Bill Gates wears are worth 50,000 rands. There's no ways.
They could be.
No, man. Those are things from Mr. Price, dog.
We can't confirm. Generally, those guys wear expensive things.
Yes.
And they wear them for other reasons, you know, because they like them. Or some are, like I said, some shoes are like
Green Cross is expensive, you're right.
Greenhouse, like
Green Cross.
They make medical shoes, like, you know, super comfortable shoes. Ugly as fuck, but expensive. You'd rather buy Jordans with those, you know, not 2.5K, 3K, 4K. I'd rather buy Jordans. You know what I mean? I'd rather buy an MX for 2K than buy Green Cross. Look at Green Cross shoes.
I'm trying to get
very
a picture.
Now,
white people
look at this. Look at this picture of Bill Gates, dog. Come on, guys. Tell me this is worth 50,000.
Look at
surprised. Look what he's wearing, dog. You can grab that.
Dog, that could be both me. Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That could be a polo golfer.
Yeah.
It could be Ralph Lauren.
Yes.
Those things are expensive.
Polo, the South African polo, you know. You know the South African polo. You know that, like, a lot of people think the polo is Ralph Lauren.
No.
That they see, it's South African polo. Like there's brands. Like, what is it? Is it, what's this brand? That's Italian with the Italian flag, but it's a South African brand. It's not even Italian. It's Italian inspired. Fabiani, ne? Is it? That's the one, ne? There's a brand that's not Italian.
Mm.
So, like, that could be a Ralph Lauren, dog. It could be, like, literally, that could be a Ralph Lauren golfer. And that's like maybe 5K, 6K.
This doesn't believe me. Go to Sentin City.
I ruined this whole thing, man.
Go
sorry,
to Sentin City.
I see that look. Like, I ruined this whole thing. Like,
yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, these brands.
Okay, let's give him a moment. What did you want to say?
We must stop buying designer brands.
But we should.
As black people.
Yeah, because some of these brands don't like us when we wear
that's
their
stuff. That's where I was going. That's the end goal.
That's the end goal.
But you can still drive it there because some of these brands actually don't like it. Like, I know cars with Bima, with Bima, for example.
My thing was like, Bill Gates doesn't buy it. Why are we buying it? But
put
now you...
Put it down.
Oh,
with,
but now
it's
I'm
got
like,
no name branding. It's with 50,000, this thing.
Bro.
That's what I wanted to say, but anyway.
Look, it depends. There's brands that embrace it. Like, there's brands that embrace, like Hennessy embraces the South African market.
Yeah.
I remember I went to that event and there was that guy from what was it? Was he from France or somewhere, you know? There's some brands who embrace it, like BMW opening a plant here. There's some brands who embrace it. You're like, why are we getting so many orders from South Africa? Oh, okay, let's open a plant there. Yeah. Then there's some brands who are like, oh, they're consuming our product.
Even the champagne, we buy so much champagne, it's not even the real one anymore. They're really? Just doing it for mass.
Jeez, are you crazy?
Because we're buying so much. Yeah, we're buying so much. Like, they're like, what's going on in South Africa?
Yeah. Like, a lot of the brands, when they spill South Africa, they're always like, what's going on in South Africa? Even that Hennessy guy was like, okay, what's going on in South Africa?
Okay, let me bring it back to my point. Maybe I can still win this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a pandemic that us, poor people, which are blacks, are buying all these expensive things, trying to look rich?
It is.
Okay.
It's a serious problem.
Yeah.
It's a serious problem.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Serious problem.
Yeah.
Buying cars, people can't afford. It's a serious problem.
It is.
Pressure. It's a pressure, dog.
Yeah.
We put pressure.
We put pressure on ourselves.
And social media is not happening, dog. I mean, it's not helping.
Mm-mm. To have the latest phone, to have the iPhone 13 Pro Max, to have, you know, the latest sneakers, to travel. Okay, that's a good one, though. You know, it's a good one to travel the nicest places. You know what I mean? To have it's a huge pandemic. People get in debt for it.
I was chatting to this guy. He's in varsity, and he spends about 10K at the club. 10K.
Whose money?
How's he making? Yeah, whose money?
Bro, he makes ways. He finds ways. But imagine, dog, when we're in varsity, bro, like $500 was a lot.
Oh, bro.
500, 100 rand, yo, 50 rand.
Dude.
I used to go to bowls. Remember bowls by Zulik?
Oh, yeah. The bowling
club. The like 5 rand. Bowling club.
Bowling club. Yeah,
yeah,
bowling club.
You start there.
Dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap. You start there, get drag, get to the club. You leave the club after every 20 minutes because you got a bottle in the car.
In the car, yes. Go and drink in the car.
Come back.
How we did it. Yeah, that's what the varsity kids do.
Yeah.
Now you got to spend 10K for the gram.
See, that's stupid.
You need us to just sneak in bottles?
No. We were DJs. We were booked.
Okay. How? This was you booked?
In varsity, we couldn't, bro. We didn't know anyone in the club.
You used to drink beers at the club. I used to sneak in bottles.
How would you do that, bro?
We'd put them here because they didn't search us. We had guest list. So we come in the other side. And then you sneak in your bottles. And then ask for a bucket when you get inside. And chill. And just buy Dash.
Sure.
But then won't the waiter go, you didn't buy that bottle? Because I understand buying one and then just refilling with the other one. Because now...
Nah.
Hey.
I didn't they know you?
Also, they know what you're doing.
No. They don't know what you're doing, but they know you, and you're on the guest list.
Oh.
You're friendly.
But it's a serious pandemic, bro.
Yeah.
You know, people are getting in debt for bullshit.
Hey, bro.
You know, like, just to look rich. Like, look rich? Why can't you just be yourself?
And the thing is, people that are rich don't want people to know that they're rich.
Hence, they're going to buy expensive stuff, but they don't want it to be loud.
Be branded.
They don't want it to be written Gucci. Yeah. With the long plates, the car, and the other one. You know what I mean?
All the not colors.
Like, they don't want that. Dude, with all the colors. Oh, you know when a guy buys his first Gucci t-shirt? They gotta know. They gotta see it's Gucci. You know what I mean?
The pantsuit, like, the t-shirts, the shoes, the luggage.
And it looks tacky, right?
It just looks so like.
It's a fucking...
Anyway, shout out to a chiller, man. There's a chiller who baked a cake for us.
Resembling the
studio,
man. Yes.
That was so awesome.
That was beautiful. It was so like accurate. I mean, she even had the thingy, the flag,
the grand jewels,
the red car.
Yeah, that was amazing.
The curtains.
Do we have a name? Do we have a name?
I'm gonna check it.
Please shout her out, man. That was so beautiful.
That was crazy.
Was the cake good though? I never had.
I loved it.
The cake was nice. It was delicious.
Oh yeah, because we had a team building this past week.
Oh, hey. Team building, yes.
Bro, that was amazing.
Shout
was
out almost, to the guys that did the team building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was almost in tears, dog.
For real.
From an iPad to that, bro.
Crazy, right?
Whoa,
yo,
man.
Yo, hey, crazy. Come so far, guys.
Look at God, man. God is amazing.
Come so far.
Do you know the whole network? Like, everybody in the network?
I now do.
Okay.
Because those guys, I... Oh, I can tell you who and who does what.
Okay, let's go.
But I won't tell you names. Some names I'll forget. There's the website guy, that's Gabza.
Mm-hmm.
There is accounting guy, that's Lufuno.
Yes.
There is, okay, I know all the everyone inside here. In here.
Meligant.
So I'm Meligant.
It's Aya.
There is Aya. There is
the ladies' podcast,
the ladies podcast which is made up of Tepi.
Everybody thinks Tepi is the ghost lady, by the way.
Oh, shame.
There's Tepi, Khumuto, the car podcast.
Nolu, you forgot Nolu.
Nolu, yes. I mean, you know, like I know everybody. I've met everybody. Mm. There's Pumla who does events
and Jason.
Alongside Jason.
Mm-hmm.
There's the guys from the car podcast.
Entle,
yes. Noctula. And Noctula.
Mm,
yes. There's
when he's not busy.
When he's not busy. Yes. Yeah.
Which is never.
You know, there is
Njabulo social media guy.
Njabulo social media guy. There's Mchafa. There's Dudu producer. There's
Sanele
Mavimbela, our goalkeeper.
Yes.
That's Vimbela. He's the producer. There is Mchafa helps driver.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He's a driver.
Yeah, yeah.
I know quite a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
You know?
We've got an intern now.
Yes. Mm. There's PUA in sound department. There's three people, yes. Interns, PUA and Aya.
Pumelelo.
Pumelelo.
With no funding, dog. Imagine if you got funding,
how?
Bro. On a string
shoestring budget. Shoestring.
Aibo. A string shoe.
Umpatwe ndambo.
Help me shoe. String shoe.
String shoe.
Hey. On a shoestring budget.
Yeah. No, round of applause to us, guys. We gotta pat ourselves in the back, man. That's a face. Black child. It's crazy. This climate we're in to do that, dog.
And it just shows, like, if people just start with the ideas, how? Because a lot of people inbox me, you know,
it's
they're
just
like,
about doing,
"Hey,
bro.
Saul, I want to do a podcast. I need three cameras, whatever." I'm like, "Yo, you're a fan of the podcast, yeah?" And you always hear Mac talking about it. Started with his phone, with an iPad, you know.
Look at us now.
And exactly. So
but I think
starts.
We must start getting someone who just sits and vets whatever we are saying. What is that called?
A vet.
Oh.
I want to say QC.
But I see Joe Budden has that.
Quality control.
Not Joe Budden, Joe Rogan has that.
Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan has that.
Yeah, he's got a guy who sits and whenever they're talking,
who
he
fact checks.
Yes.
Oh, fact check. Wait, were you...
Hey, man, I'm thinking about the next topic, dog. I don't have time to
fair
check.
Enough.
Yeah. Well, we can get that. I think we should get that.
Nah. Oh, Neo, can you do that? I just bought a new laptop. You can use it for something good.
Our. No.
For something good.
But now I was looking at the
not
camera.
Sound.
We need it's a new position.
Because sound is not good.
It's a new position with particular requirements. That's another thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when people come, you have to test them. While you speak, can they type as fast as you speak? How good are they with Google? You know what I mean? Because as you're doing it, you got to type fast. And also, you got to see... A fake news website from a real credible source, all those kind of things.
Yeah, it's important, dog, because the bigger we go, the more we have to be factual about what we say.
Yes, about what we say.
Because the impact.
Yeah. Yes, because some people are like, oh, like people will correct me for 3 weeks for something. I'm like, yo, I'm like, listen, I'm speaking in real time here. You know, I didn't. The conversation went there. We didn't know what was going to get there.
Yes.
Like with the superstitions, for example.
Yes.
One of them could be wrong.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And someone's going to hound you.
Because
they had the fucking luxury
of Googling
it for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Come up for 3 weeks. Like, yeah, you were wrong. Like, you need to Google this for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're right.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, we need someone like that. We really do.
All
just
right.
To give a shout out to the guys. The lady who actually baked us the cake. It's Fine Bakes SA.
Oh,
so
nice.
On Instagram, people can just check it out.
Fine Bakes.
Yeah, Fine Bakes.
Is she the one who did the black coffee cake?
Yes.
Oh, she's the one.
Yes.
Oh, you see the black coffee cake?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because the name sounds familiar.
Uh-huh.
Wow, yeah.
Yes.
They did like a huge, like a, if you haven't checked that out, Google the black coffee cake. After he won the Grammy, that outfit and him holding the Grammy Award, they did a whole man-size, real, like, black coffee of cake, made up of cake.
Mm.
And
crazy.
Then the guys who did the team building, they are SEAKA Adventure Team Learning Institution. And they are based in, Loftus Stadium, actually, in Pretoria.
Dope.
And shout out to our very own Saul Panduka! Host of What's the Show?
Thank you.
Yeah. fuck you, dog. Where to find out on social media, bro?
I told you.
No.
Hey, listen, awesome. Listen.
When I kick with this nigga every weekend. You know? Hey, doesn't
listen,
say shit.
Nah, listen. Remember. No, no. Remember on social media. On when we're recording last week Saturday.
Yeah.
I was supposed to have a gig in Kempton Park. And then Fiso, my manager, posted us up and do it with the fire emojis. And you were like, how did it go in that gig? I said, no, it was cancelled. You were like, so what was Fiso talking about when he was like soap and do with the flames? I was like, no, there's a new gig. I just got a TV gig I just signed yesterday.
So I must find out from Fiso's WhatsApp.
How?
Hey, man. I was gonna... No, you know, I'm a quiet guy sometimes. You know?
Shut up, Bill Gates.
I'm not really. I don't like to.
When did you record this? Wasn't this recorded like a while back?
Nah. We recorded yesterday I recorded two thingy.
Oh,
two episodes.
Shows. Okay, yeah.
Literally, I got a call on Friday last week, right? To ask me if I'm interested in this gig.
Wow.
Right? It seems like the idea just came.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, cool. Like, cool. We're starting on Tuesday to record.
Mm.
You know, we started literally. The show you watched was recorded on Monday.
Hey, with Gashwin.
With Gashwin, yeah.
Whose idea was it for you to wear the scarf?
Hey!
Overking is...
They draped you.
Overking.
Draped.
Yeah, I got draped.
And just shoes.
Overking. Now listen, Overking is the my stylist.
Which one is this one?
Overking is my stylist, right? So that day, he doesn't know me. We just met. He doesn't know my style personally. You see, then that's what he had. But from the second episode, he gets me. He knows, like, oh, this is what suits Saul. You know what I mean? So I really look dapper. Second interview, it's Sis Tamara, the non-sexual conforming individual was in the Big Brother house. What an amazing soul.
Oh, I love Sis Tamara.
Like, amazing soul,
she's going to be a star, bro.
Oh, she's going to be big. Yeah. She's going to be huge.
Massive.
I mean, she already turned down a deal.
Is it?
Yeah, she turned down a deal with Moja Love. I asked her about it, but she was like this... She didn't feel she was a great fit for it.
Oh, I get you.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't a matter of take... It's like, I made an example of Ukubamba at a club. Not got to feel at a club. Here's a person who's vibing with me, saying Bambira. You know what I mean? Yeah. So she didn't feel like it was. So she's going to be a great... Deals are coming
through. That's Mithlali's husband.
Wow. You are saying he's dumb now. And then interviewed Lebo.
Lebo
as well. I mean, he's modeling for David Tlale. So remember what we were talking about.
Which my woman loves Lebo, dog.
Which woman doesn't love Lebo, dog? Ooh, Lebo. Hey, that guy, bro. Such a cool guy. And remember,
my baby, why do you like him? Why? What do you see here?
Explain. Explain, you teaming now. You taking IV drip. Show her what you're working with. Show her what you're working with. You know?
Why is this fucking pressure? Lebo.
Hey, Lebo, dog, fucking
pressure. Just has to take off his shirt, dog. That's it.
Bro.
Now you have to stop wearing flip flops and wear proper shoes and shit.
And he can't even speak proper English. He speaks broken English.
No, Lebo speaks, bro. He went to a Model C school. He went to. Not great. It's a great college.
Ah,
dog. Lebo.
He speaks broken English.
Lebo! Lebo!
Yeah. I watch Big Brother, I'm telling you.
He
binges in Big Brother. He was watching Big Brother in Cape Town while we're grooving.
Are you for real?
I'm telling you.
Wow. Oh, yeah, explain what your show is about. Sorry, man, for those that don't know.
Just about that, because remember I said on the show that when I was watching it, I felt like a lot of the guys want to be in the entertainment space. You know what I mean? So it's about, like, what are they up to? How's the fame been? How much ass are they getting after the Big Brother house? And what are they up to?
So
and
it's a catch-up of all the Big Brother housemates.
Yeah, a catch-up and a look into the future of all the Big Brother housemates, essentially. Because you know a lot of things about them already from the house. So we don't really talk about a lot of stuff from the house, but more of the future, man.
Who do you think is going to get a reality show?
Sis Tamara.
Oh, wow.
Definitely will get a reality show.
Temba definitely.
I met him yesterday. I was at Rockets to collect my laptop from my friend, and I met Temba. I was chilling there with DJ Tira. He definitely is an interesting character. I feel like Mpo Badimu also could get a reality show, especially
he said in
Esango,
Esango, yeah.
He said in an interview with Timo Touch that it sucks being famous and broke.
You see, that's he's real, you know.
But he's not lying, dog. Hey, there's nothing worse than being famous and broke.
Who said that?
Nothing Tem, worse, Tem, right?
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing worse.
Yeah.
People you're catching your taxi with want to take pictures in the taxi.
Hey, that's painful.
But you must own it and be real with it, you know.
Yeah.
Must own it, like be real with it. Be like, hey, let's take, cool, you know. Like,
you're a person.
Yeah, you're a person. And that particular moment, you're human. You're going through your thing. Yeah, it's, you know, but it sucks. I know, because people also ask you. It sucks when people. It's nice when people do that and they don't ask you about the situation.
Oh no, but the people are upfront.
I hate it when they fucking ask you. You know what I mean? Ha, why yenza so? Ha, why ula? Ha, ufuna anla?
I don't know what ufuna nati.
Dude, that's just disrespectful. You know, it's like, you know nothing about my industry. Number one, you know, like, hey, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've been through that.
Yeah, when I was at YFM a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, same, yo. People literally, this is YFM. You know, people like, no, you're my YFM and whatever. But they don't even know you're not earning much. You're not, you know, you're not gigging then and all that bullshit. And
I used to be, so I used to buy my food, my meat at Roots. So they always ask me.
Hey, there are Roots with the yellow and the red. We went to the hood to buy your food. There's no Roots. What did you, what's Roots? There's no Roots. You went to town.
No. I was staying in Four Ways. I'd go to Olivan.
Oh, it's like a hood.
Yeah. $200 would be nice for the whole month, dog.
You see, and they'd be like, how MacGyver? Yeah, I'm MacGyver with the budget.
Hey,
you know?
We've had tough times, man.
It's crazy, man.
Me and a woman, we used to buy a case of Hunter's Dry, Mardengutus, because there's more alcohol.
I remember there was a time where you had convinced yourself that a Hunter's Dry and Gutu is more delicious than
the can.
Hey, oh, they're all in
the
dumpy,
the smaller ones. Yeah.
Like it tastes different.
Wow, I'd get booked at Recharge for they'd pay me R1,000. Dog, that was about a month done.
Sorted.
That's fiber, meat.
Fiber? Fiber? What fiber?
To upload an episode. Yes. It's Puma Good.
Yes, Puma Good. Hey. And then you're going to leave a woman like that for me, Slyly?
Fuck out of here.
Okay, I get you.
Fuck out of here, dude.
I get you.
Fuck out of here, man.
I get you. So, yeah, that's the show. So, Sfikile. Mzansi Wethu every Friday, 9:30, 163. Seven episodes.
Dope.
You know, yeah, I can't wait, man. So, shout out to you, man. You know what I mean? Like, just from starting with an iPad, now it's like the MacGyver also economy. No, don't laugh. I'm being for real. You know what I mean? It's like Oskido, what he did just by starting. And, you know, you give birth or you revive certain careers and people do other things and branch off and whatever. You know what I mean? Because after this gig, people are like, wow, he's so good on TV. He's such a natural.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I've been fucking auditioning for TV gigs and I wasn't getting them. And through this one, others will come. You know what I mean? Or because you picked up a fucking iPad and started a podcast one day.
Yeah, but it's not me, dog. If you're trash, you're
true.
Trash.
If I got hair and I was trash, I wouldn't. But
platform.
But yeah, platform, bro. Yeah. Platform, man. You know what I mean?
I agree, right, man.
Opportunity.
Anything else goes, lady?
Guys, did you see when with Uncle Waffles? So they're basically questioning like her gender.
Ah, fuck. People
are fucking terrible.
I saw they saying Uncle Waffles that gender watwati, she could be trans or whatever. Which is nothing wrong with that, but you can't give people wrong genders, right? Where's the proof?
Yeah.
And why do we need proof?
Why would anyone think she's trans, bro?
Like,
because they're trying to fuck her name up. Remember they said she was here for a season? They said after Adiwele is gone, she won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
They said after Christmas is gone, she won't be here.
Yeah.
Now the Easters have come and gone. Jesus died and rose again and she's still here. And people now are coming up with bullshit just to tarnish the poor girl's name.
Nah, but it's a time. There's nothing they can do. There's not. It's a time, bro. When God decides it's your time, it's your time.
Our lawyer must understand about Tagat. When God decides it's someone's time and it's Uncle Waffle's time, they can't.
That girl is gone, bro.
She's gone.
I don't get it. They think Drake is tweeting, then they're like, Drake just wants to smash.
Yeah, imagine.
Okay, even if it does want to smash, but it looks like Drake is co-signing her.
Exactly.
Is putting her on.
Because Drake could have just DM'd her privately.
Yeah.
So what did Trevor Noah get right? What did Trevor Noah get right? Because he doesn't get that kind of energy. And he started here.
Positioning. He just positioned himself right. And went to America, invested in himself. in that space.
And he's a
it's
dude.
Like, it's like someone coming
and
from...
And he's a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Waffles was being questioned, was questioned for her DJing skills simply because
yeah,
she's female and she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yes,
Trevor
yes.
Noah started gig performing at Cool Runnings in Melville. So people know... just because they saw the grassroots that he's paid his dues.
Yes.
So people felt like maybe Uncle Waffles hasn't paid her dues. Truth. And she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Exactly.
Oh, so this energy is only for women.
Yes.
Oh,
for
Pearl Tussie.
Yes.
Pearl
Tussie. Especially pretty woman, yes.
Pearl, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Also.
She's on Netflix, Queen's Son. It's like, ah, my rights. What do they say?
She can't act.
She can't act.
She can't
yes.
act. So
oh,
it's
yes.
pretty privilege.
Yeah.
What do they, oh, it's colorism.
Yes.
Oh. You know, oh, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, they never say anything about black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, never.
No.
Yeah. Oh, so it's only for women.
Men are glorified.
Not only,
women.
Not only, but yeah. it's like people feel like you don't deserve to be there. It's like, because, I don't know.
But
what's
the same with Tuso?
Picture.
Tuso Mbetu? Elaine?
You've got
it wasn't
Elaine.
Like it wasn't like that?
I don't know, bro. I don't have all the answers.
Oh, are they not pretty?
I just don't know. Sometimes I just don't know.
They are beautiful. No. Definitely they are beautiful.
They are, but remember, Tuso Mbetu, where did she start, bro?
Yeah.
I mean, she was in drama series, Pearl Tussie, where did, which drama?
Oh, she did lots, man. She even did Metro, Radio.
Yes, but it's like me now. But what I'm saying is, it's whenever people question your credentials.
Yeah.
See, if I'm on radio.
Yes.
Then suddenly I'm acting.
Yes.
People will question my credentials. Like, what's so I act, manje? Then you know they'll keep bashing.
They don't do that with Thando Tabudi.
But Thando has been on sitcoms for a while.
But they don't have that same energy.
Wait till she gets a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
She already has, man.
Hey.
She does, actually.
Yeah, she does.
Is it?
Yeah.
Then you see, I don't have all the answers. I don't know why some people are spared and some aren't.
It's the grenades that are spared.
Hi.
That's what I'm gathering.
No.
Oh, two some
grenades.
Two some
no. According to them, she's a grenade.
Never.
According
beautiful.
To no one's standard, is Tuso a grenade?
No.
Maybe
I love
the Tuso. Yeah. I was talking about the same Tuso. Yeah. Let me.
Bro. Tuso. I love Tuso. I think
yeah.
she's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know that. I've said that
yeah,
before.
Yeah.
Right?
Have you seen
so I'm
Tuso?
Saying, what's the difference between Tuso and Pearl Tussie? Why does Pearl Tussie get the hate and not Tuso? Or is it because she's yellow? Light-skinned honeys.
I think it's also when you're just like overly, just like on social media, if they see you, you're posting, it's like there's a jealousy, you know? Whereas I think Tuso has just been on her lane. She stays in. She's brilliant. You can't criticize
You can
her
say
skills.
That about Uncle Waffles.
Eh?
Uncle Waffles are poppy. She just does her thing.
Exactly. Exactly. But then people,
yeah.
But the thing is, people wanted to criticize for her, showing her thong and all of this. And, you know, there were things to, like, pick and nitpick about.
Because she's
her.
Pretty.
Yeah,
to
no,
say
course.
She's successful because of the thong, because, and ignoring her whole craft.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a strange phenomenon, because look, Thando Tabudi, like you're saying, she doesn't get the flack,
but
she's
a beautiful
light-skinned
girl.
As well.
Eh?
She's a beautiful girl. Mm. Thando.
But I don't know. I just find it weird, bro.
Well,
it's very strange, man. They must leave Uncle Waffles, guys.
Yeah,
please,
man. Leave her, man.
She's like, it takes
She's
a very
amazing man.
Yeah, you know, it's okay to doubt someone. It's okay to doubt their credentials. But once you've seen them time and time again proving you wrong, you'd be stupid to keep on believing that
she gets
not
more,
the real deal.
She gets more love outside of this country than in this country.
Yeah.
Oh, like many things.
That's,
and many
that's
people.
Weird. That's what
All
I'm saying. That's
Africa,
so weird. Why?
Actually.
Why is that, bro?
We hate our own.
That's crazy for me, bro. That is wild.
Yeah, that's crazy. It happens.
So what would it take for them to like her? She has to be co-signed by Americans. So if Americans...
I don't know, bro. It's not even, bro. It's just a weird thing. It always happens.
Anyway, what else goes lady?
Alrighty, guys. There's a whole rumor of Moonchild possibly being with Doss.
You see, Moonchild, she's loved outside the country.
Crazy. Yo, Moonchild is in Portugal. She's in Spain. She's all over. Mm. She's performing all over the world.
Mm.
And here, it's like, it's just... a weird, nice girl, you know, like with the blue hair. No, for real, it's like that weird girl with the blue hair who sings on some com and some piano songs, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's not celebrated like she ought to be.
The only time they celebrate is when you die.
Yes.
When it's crazy, RIP. Right?
Yeah, RIP. Ah.
Crazy, right?
Then it's like Uncle Waffle's the best DJ I've ever heard in my life.
Crazy, bro.
Nah, that ain't fair. So with Moonchild, there's a video where the two are seen close to each other, grabbing each other tight, kissing. It has been reported that the video that of the two are now an item.
No ways.
What do you think? But
it's just a snack, man. They're probably twerking on each other, those ones.
I don't even think they're snacking. I just feel like it's PR, man.
No, man.
I feel like, I mean... So she posted it. Moonchild posted it, for example. It's not like someone stole it.
Moonchild doesn't need PR. Come on, dog.
Yeah, but I think it's just like to get people talking. I'm not
you
saying
do
like,
think so?
I think it's just like, let's just tease
it. It just seemed so genuine. We've had them both here. Don't you think it's a genuine relationship?
I think they might like each other, but it's not that serious.
Yeah, I think it's an industry thing. I feel like it's an industry thing. Like,
not even
let's just start. Let's get people talking. I feel like
they're just catching feelings.
Yeah. You think it's genuine?
I feel it's genuine. They may not be serious, like, this is for the forever. But it just could also be like they just genuinely like each other.
What did you think about the rumor of Black Motion breaking up?
That's wild, but. Most good things come to an end, generally. Mm. People, you know, grow apart. Even though I did see, at first, that's what I thought, but I did see Bongz responded to one of his comments under his Instagram post, and he said, no, it's not true. Mm. But I was like, it's sad, it's unfortunate, but shit just happens. And it's so sad that Zynka now must catch the smoke. Because a lot of people were pushing the narrative of, oh, Zynka's dating this one, like, and suddenly, obviously. Yes, you know, he's got new teeth, and then, and then he separates from, you know, from Black Motion. Like, I'm like, what's Zynka going to do with it?
Because it seems like they're gigging together now, Zynka and Murder.
Yes, it's like Zynka's pulled him away.
No.
You know, that kind of vibe. Like, nah, man, leave Zynka out of it, bro. People break up, you know, friendships end.
Nah, man.
Business partnerships end.
But that's fake news, man. You know, a small stays in the same complex I do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Yes.
They're still together. I was with them the other day, man.
Yeah.
It's just fake news.
Oh, you see. Yeah.
Actually, there's a statement, ne? From Spirit Motion on behalf of Black Motion.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just going to read it. And it says, this comes after damaging and untrue rumors that emerged on the 29th April 2022 that Black Motion has split and on social media by an account known as Musa Kawula. Spirit Motion would like to state on record that Black Motion members Thabo, a.k.a. Small, and Bongani, a.k.a. Murder Bongz, have not parted ways.
I love Smalls, man. He's such a chilled nigga.
Kishile. I mean, that live even proved. What a chilled guy.
Yeah.
Like
when he speaks Pitori, it's funny, man. Those niggas, the Pitori accent is funny, man.
When guys are allowed to gig on their own, I think they saw Murder Bongz gigging on his own suddenly and Small, hey, they've separated. No, man. Yeah, come on. Guys.
Bro, isn't it wild how you can just tweet something now and then that becomes the truth?
Imagine.
Yeah.
So I can go and say MacG and Sol are dating because Sol has been seen leaving my house every weekend.
Yes.
Which you do because we gig together.
Yes.
Wow. Then, I think it's me and Sol. It's me and Sol. Sol is alleged to be.
Oh, there was a fake Musa Kawula account.
Yeah. How?
I think they're trying to bait me to engage and they'll get followers. And then at some point they'll change that account and use the other or real name and now they've got followers. They said that. And had I just retweeted or engaged them, it was going to be a whole thing.
Exactly.
They were like, Ghost Lady and Saul are seeing one another.
Yes, we're an item. Imagine.
My woman told me that this week, bro.
That me and Ghost Lady were seeing one another.
No, that we mustn't fall for the trap. Like, people bait us so we talk about them for relevance on the show.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, a lot of celebrities now bait us or, like, poke us. Because they know once we speak about them on the show, they'll trend.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yes. Yeah. It makes sense.
They'll poke us or say something.
Because that heavy cunt did a number on me, bro. Hey.
Oh, a number. Nice one.
Hey,
a
heavy number.
A number. Hey, your number was, how many calls did you get when you exposed your number?
It was like a call center, dog. Just switch it off.
For real.
Yeah, but I'm still going to use it now.
Yeah, it'll eventually be like the people podcast will phone. Stop. Oh, okay, fair enough. Okay.
But I've got another number for business and stuff. Yo, what an inconvenience. I didn't know, like, because I've had that number since It's my first number since high school.
Yeah, I've had that number of yours from YFM.
Yeah.
When you called me, I thought I didn't have your number, but I was like, oh, man.
It's literally the only number I've had all my life. And now I have to change it. I got to call the banks. What an inconvenience. But such is life, man.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Nah, rest in peace, man. One of our chillers passed away. Nsovo Mathebula. He came to the speed dating. Guy with the dreadlocks, wears glasses, was in a car accident.
Him.
Yeah, with the checkered shirt.
Yes,
remember
he came to every Chillers. Dog.
Every
yes.
Chillers. I think it was
from
a member.
Way back.
I think it was
a that guy, man.
Yes, with that glasses.
Yes,
dreadlocks, almost Graffiniana dreadlocks. Yes. Almost slender, but not too short. Average height, very nice, like very humane person. Unobuntu, man. Yeah, look, I know some Chillers of ours have passed on, but some will get the privilege of having met them before,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And he's bought merch, you know, more than once. Yeah, man, very supportive guy. Love this platform. Yeah. Rest in peace, man.
He came to the 1,000 subscribers.
Thousand. So for Mathebula. I'm messing
with 10,000. When you said 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah, may rest in peace.
Jeez, now we get
accident.
That a day.
Crazy, right? Mesh, I'll send you the pictures. You'll put them
10,000 people are listening already.
Nah, that's crazy. Wild, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. I found out in the group. I'm in the group there. That podcast WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
So I saw, I'm like, Sovo, no, man. And it was indeed him.
Anything else you want to say, Ghost Lady?
I think that's it, guys. What else has been on the news?
Yeah, a lot happened, man.
A lot happened.
We missed out on a lot, but it's fine.
Yeah.
There's been a lot.
The laptop died.
Our sound is gone.
Our sound is gone.
You just bought this laptop, man.
But we're almost done anyway, so it's fine. Shit, man.
Yeah, and so we passed away.
Shout out to David Mashabela for these awesome studios. Yeah. If you want to use these studios, email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Shout out to our Patreons. We've got new Patreons.
Oh, shout out, Patreons.
Yes, we love you guys. And a lot of people always ask me, where can they get the merch?
Yeah, this is macg.com. Go to online shop or shop. That's where you're going to find the merch. We're dropping some nice stuff for winter.
Yeah, did you update? Because I checked on the website. There's still
not
old stuff.
Yeah, now we're updating winter now.
Nah.
Yeah, once we've got enough stock, update winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by the time winter really, 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 really starts, shit's going to be up there.
But for anything podcast related, I'll put our link tree. It's literally got everything. Where you
yes.
can get the merch,
become a member,
everything that
everything.
You need.
Everything.
Yeah. Ghost Lady, anything you want to say?
Love and happiness.
Yes, we love you guys so much, man. Oh, yes, we had a chat with Ntabaya Setupa.
Oh, Ntabaya Setupa, yes.
That's coming up straight after this. What did you think of it?
I think it was an eye-opener on how ignorant and like some artists can be. And that's not an insult. It's just to say they don't have the information. They don't know. And how easily they can give away or give responsibility of their own work to someone else, even the work that they shouldn't be giving.
Do they want to know?
Lack of information.
Do they want to know the information? Because it's out there, bro. It's there.
But a guy, bro, from the rural areas, rural areas of South Africa does not know that.
So get they've someone who knows.
They've been looking for a deal.
So get someone who knows.
Dude, it's easy to say that when you and I, right? But someone who's been knocking on doors, is trying to get a record deal, suddenly here's this record label that has signed and made artists like Stava,
You move to America right now, as Sol Penduka right now.
But I'm Sol Penduka, bro. I'm smart. I've got I know the internet.
Yeah, but you don't know how America works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you going to ride solo or are you going to get someone besides you who knows what happens in America?
I'll call Mbedu for Tuso.
Whoa.
Drop the crushes in the wheels.
At least in the connection. No connection.
All right, that's coming up next, man.
Jeez, enjoy.
And ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our friend of the show, Ntabaya Setupa. Yeah. This guy literally had, without a doubt, the biggest song last year.
Oh, definitely.
Nah.
Definitely. The biggest hook.
Yeah. Because we did an interview with Big Zulu and I was saying that Big Zulu wasn't needed on that song. You made the song, dog. Am I lying, though?
No.
Before we get into all the bullshit, How did the song come about, man? How did that Imali Ningi come about?
Imali Ningi begu 2020, yeah. Lockdown figure 2020, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, begu 2020 January mangapazam. Ngangi hlalele nje endlini. Then ngabona ngiphurikile, nga decide ukuthi ngihambe nge-studio. UPixel bese sene-studio light down ngasemaboneng. I-studio vele bengijwayele ukuya kusona. Yabo njengamajita. Ngafika kungekho umuntu kukhona LA. Uma ngifica uLA sahlala futhi asenzanga niks. Sahlala saye sabona ukuthi no ayikho lento esihlalelela asenzeni something. Then uLA wakhipha ibeat. Ngabhala mina i-hook. Ngabhala i-hook yena wayibhala i-verse ngaleso sikhathi. Ngarekhodi i-hook yami, warekhodi i-verse lakhe. Ingoma sashiya singayiqedile umthetho no ngizobuye ngibuye. Yabo sibe siqedele ingoma kwakuJanuwari. Ayi before uFebruary nje uphela ngangingasaya nge-studio because nami ngine-studio engisebenza kusona no-DR.
Sure.
So ngahamba ngaye ekhaya kanti ngizothi uma ngiyekhaya bese kuba yi-lockdown.
Oh yeah.
Ngivaleleke ekhaya ngangabe ngisabuya. I think around June wangifonela uPixel athi hey khona ingoma oyishiyela e-studio. Le ngoma le ngiyayithanda. Yabo khona into engizoyikhatha kule ngoma le ngifake i-verse. Le ngoma le ngifuna ukuyenza i-third single. Because ngaleso sikhathi wayekhipha ama-million ezokhipha.
Yeah, ama-million, yes.
Wayezokhipha iVuma Dlozi.
Yeah.
Ethi ngifuna ukuyikhipha after iVuma Dlozi le ngoma le.
So it was originally your song?
Yeah, kwakuyingoma engangiyenze no-producer.
Okay.
Leya, yeah. U-producer wayefaka i-verse.
Yeah.
Yabo sizenzela ingoma because wayehlalesha ukuthi ufuna ukwenza ingoma nami.
Yeah.
Engayitholi i-chance.
Yeah.
UPixel wafika wayethanda ingoma e-studio.
Sure.
Wathi uzofaka i-verse lakhe.
Mm.
At the later stage, what to pick Zula, I sent Fagina no Ricky Rick and go main. Angiaz, Jalo meaning Goma Bas Bang send the Minangas Lea Patsilia. Yeah, if I go in main, go Januar. A bong jet island among the keep. Then go September.
So why I check healing
go? Then go September, I say, I'm ambitious. Ngoba iphuma njengoma siphuma sekune ambitious phakathi ngo December.
Wait. So when you recorded the song, you were not signed?
No.
So how does it work that they are able to control your prior works before signing to them? Like ispansa ko senze before usayina nabo. I don't know. I owns a label. Is that, you know,
I think the song was part of the agreement.
Basho.
Yep, agreement.
When umu sign.
And Steve.
When umu sign ngo September. Nayidili bakunika. Esikhatini esiningi.
Kanjani yona?
Yes, esikhatini esiningi deal ithi from this day onwards, umculo zo recorder, particularly with us at our studio, yabo, bani sangla, wona. But when the clause, or isivumelwano anu sokuthi, nayo le, any recorder ngo January or February, imali eningi, is part of that deal.
Into engayisho indlela eyenzeka ngakhona ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi mina ngase ngise-ambitious mina uBigZulu wangifonela wathi kumina yazi ngifuna ukurelease le ngoma le engangikutshela ngayo angasiwenza kanjani ngoba ususe-ambitious.
Oh.
Yabo mina into engayenza ngathi kuyena ngisendele ingoma ngoba le ngoma okhuluma ngayo mina angiyazi. Angiyazi nokuthi isawunda kanjani ngazi le nto eyayishiwo yimina kuphela. Estudio yabo shuthi wangangisendela ngazi kwakunzima uthi angisendele yabo ingoma wangangisendela ngamtshela kodwa ukuthi ungangisendela ingoma mina ngizoyisendela umphathi may approve ingoma then ingoma ingakhishwa
umphathi ambitious
umphathi wase ambitious
oh umphathi siyambona sizombiza ambitious yeah
yeah ngasendela umphathi ke mina ingoma angimsendelanga umphathi ingoma I mean uBigZulu ngamtshela lokho mina ukuthi masingasendela umphathi ingoma eyizwe maybe ngayi approve then siwazi ukuyisebenza ingoma. Hawu kuthe 2 weeks ngeza sengifonela umphathi. Umphathi uthi le ngoma yeni noBigZulu imnandi singa ine ingarelease yabo. Hawu kudlule another week futhi twasekushuthe music video. Hayi ngihambe ngiyoshuthe music video. yabo ayikhanye into engiyaziyo emaliningi mina akukho nalafa futhi engaye ngasayina khona lapho kuthiwa khona khona into engiyaziyo nje ukuthi kwenzakalani ngayo bona bafonelana bodwa kwakhishwa ingoma mina ngenza umsebenzi okwakumele ngiwenze because ngazi ukuthi ngisengomeni and yonke into ivikelekile then yaphuma kanjalo ke ingoma.
So I contract yako no ambitious. What contract did you have from the beginning?
I contract my albums.
Oh, so they send you to do how many albums?
I'm album or six.
Six. That's a lifetime contract.
Yeah.
And then was it a salary contract or like how did the contract look like?
Ukuthi angaze ngichaza kanjani manje iningi kodwa mangingakuchazela ngomsebenzi mina engibe ngikwenza I'm sure uzingayi-understand.
Okay.
I-contract yakhona mina ngeke ngisho ukuthi le mali bengiyithola khona bekuyi-salary. Not sure because bekuvele khona imali nje eyangena mhla ngifika khona nje. Qala ukufika lo 3.5, lo 3.5, lo 3.5. I'm not gonna say i-salary because i-contract yami ayikho la kuno-salary khona. Kunala ukuthi khona uhola uma ususebenzile of which imali engiyaziyo imali yama-gig ebengikwenza nalo 3.5 ogcina so 3.7 I think umuntu bese superstar ke lapho sithi 3.7 nyana yabo from 3.5 kodwa nje i-contract yami mina ayinayo salary ikhuluma ngomsebenzi nje kuphela ukuthi sikubushela umsebenzi wakho siprotect i-brand siyakumanage yonke
lo distributor
studio.
I'm not sure about the studio because bengingasebenzisa isitudio sakhona unless bekukhona into mina ngizirekodela no-DR.
Yeah.
Mina uma kuthi ngizile ekuqaleni. Bayazi futhi ngabatshela ukuthi mina I prefer ukusebenza no-DR.
Sure.
Isitudio sakhona bengiya ngaleso sikhathi kukhona umsebenzi wakhona odingakalayo. Or mhlawumbe khona ingoma adinga ukuthi i-release seku-late kumele ngiye studio khona-ke. Kodwa nje isikhathi esiningi mina ngisebenzela no-DR.
So ama-gigs, what was the arrangement there? Kuthi senzani ngama-gigs?
Amagigi ngiphela bayawathatha amagigi bese beya deduct bese bekunikeza imali yakho.
And then do you know the deductions?
Hey, akona wona ama percentage akona engingawa understand of which ayikho neyone engathi ngivumelana nayo manje cause mina ngilo muntu isikhathi esiningi izinto mina engiyibambelayo.
Sure.
Amagigi amaningi u-90% omagigi mina bengikwenza bengena kumina behlanganiswa yimina ama-promoters bekhuluma nami ayikho igigi ebike yangena ngingayazi ukuthi imalini.
Okay, yeah, so manje mina ngiyipromote ngifuna ukubhuka wena ngikhuluma nawe ungicharge malini?
40,000
le 40 iyakuphi?
Ekuqaleni be-ambitious phela ngithi
kanjani bani ngikhulume nawe
noma bafonele wena?
No, angithi ukhulume nami ngokuba loyal komsebenzi owazi ukuthi uyawenza mina ngizofonela umuntu osebenza ngama bookings angithi ngiyasele kuyena
wo booking ngokuso yami
yes
bomo uvela uthathe imali wena ubanika account yakho
phela ngangisemsebenzini mina ngizonipha umsebenzi
yes na contract ngizonipha ne contract
manje imake ama mouth and uthola lo 3.5 was it not ama deductions aphuma kulo 40?
No.
So it was just separate. Lo 3.5 mara ubungena every month.
Oh imali nje ukuthi kunake nje. So nanga kumagaiva ukufonele wena wadlulisa ku ambitious kodwa suzwile nivumelene ukuthi 40,000 uhambe yo performer kungene imali SMS lapho ku account yakho kuleyo 40
ama deduction ye company. Eish mostly engingakusho nje rough ukuthi u40 ngisebenzisa not njalo kuyenzeka sithathe ka-20 kuya ngokuthi igig eyamalini ngaleso sikhathi yabo kodwa into engingayisho ukuthi hey bekungekho happy mina indlela bekwenzeka ngakhona because sometimes ubuka igene igig iwu-30 mayisibuya i-report ithi i-report igig ibu-15 beqede be-deduct kuwona futhi lo 15 lo
nkosi.
Haw ibone isuthola 6000 something yabo kodwa muthi uyabheka sisuka ku 20 noma ku 30 wena kodwa nje isikhathi esiningi mase bedeductile hayi yabo maku 20 or 30 trust me ngeke uthole imali edlule 11000
marbo ithola le 11000
ibebe nginikeza ke le
oh
yamagigi bebe nginikeza.
So inkinga ikuphi because angithi bakunike imali yamagigi?
Inkinga isekutheni kunemali ngifika yemali eningi yayikhumbula iKFC deal.
Yes, the one with the headsets.
Yes. Yaqala lapho ke mina inkinga yabo ngikutshele ngikuxoxele ngale mali ukuthi le mali kanjani. Kwafike kwaphuma imali eningi yaba ne KFC deal. Kwaphuma imali ze KFC deal bayithola abanye ngangayithola yami ngabuza ngayo. Kwathiwa ikhona kuhamba isikhathi kwathiwa yikho ayiproseswanga yabo nje iy'tori zabaningi nje iy'tori eqhamuka kumphathi kwaze kube ukuthi I think yena mhlawumbe uyitshela ukuthi hayi mhlawumbe seyikhohliwe le ndaba sesihambile isikhathi kufike kuqala kuloo mali-ke ukuthi kunemali e-KFC deal ama-bookings wami angihambela ngendlela engingayiboni kahle hhayi le mina engiyaziyo phezu kwalapho kube yilo 3.7 ukuthi umuntu ofana nami angathola u 3.7 ngenyanga.
But I don't understand if it's not in the contract kuthi you must get a certain amount.
Okay, why ke nginikezwa wona?
Yeah, wait, what is that 3.74?
Angithi why ke
bese nginikezwa? Maybe I see a time data or something.
For what?
Awukwazi wena wabuza ukuthi le mali ningifakela yona eyami.
Ngaye ngabuza one day ngangibuza usiso wenza management lapha ekhampanini wasitshela ukuthi imali ukuthi ubalance izinto zakho until ube right.
Hawu kodwa nakho uyagiga nje untabeningi. I mean imali eningi
kodwa ngingakusho mina ukuthi lapha iy'mali she mayiphumi.
Oh. So they rocked you in your gigs and they rocked you with the KFC deal.
Yes.
Boku uyayazi ukuthi boku imali yini KFC deal yakhona?
Anginayo isho yakhona ngoba i-information yakhona ayikho into eyenziwa ngikhona engiyazi.
So when are you streetwise enough to... Hi, man. Hold on. Hi. Were you wise enough to consult maybe with like I'm a lawyer? Because even the contract, the way it sounds right now, it seems like you did the work, which is imali eningi, way before you signed. So have you taken isikhathi sokuthuhambe yokuma lawyer babonise contract yakho batshele isitori sakho nayo le ndaba ye-KFC, at least consult a third party akubonise kabanzi kangcono ukuthi these are your solutions.
Process engikuyona leyo njengamanje.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Because that KFC deal was millions, dog. Those deals.
No,
are
no, millions. No. KFC was definitely millions. It should have been.
So
it,
in a deal like that, what's meant to happen? He, as the artist, he's supposed to get a percentage.
Yeah. Just like I mean, the splits, right? When the royalties come out. So there should be with those certain deals as well, because he wrote a huge chunk of the song, you know. So he should get something. He's partly, like, it's an intellectual property
for
and
sure.
He's part owner of it. Because
was that part of the contract to say that if a KFC deal comes, you get a percentage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a manje EP ke yona low percentage.
Yes.
Because ayikho ke kwayona.
No, I get what he's saying. So basically, it sounds like you signed something, but they didn't deliver to what they said they would do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. You're not going to end up like that. Of which, that's why I decided to go to the house. I'm going to go to the
house. Man, uphumile ngokuthi sengiyahamba ngiyacima ifone or ukhulumile nabo nayo umphathi nembishaso ukuthi sengiyahamba-ke, I'm leaving now. It's an agreement, bakudedela.
Obviously ngeke kuze kwenzeke lokho because sesixabane kakhulu. Naye uyazi vele ukuthi ngumuntu esihlale silwa sikweletana ama-answers mina naye. So vele akuyona into ezokwenzeka kahle even if ngiyenza ngayiphi indlela. Akuyona into ezokwenzeka kahle kodwa khona izokwenzeka
kulama album ayi 6 because you just dropped an album now. Because I thought this whole thing ukuthi awutholanga imali zakho was just PR because ngiyabona ukhiphile album nge-22 zaka-April.
Nayo lo album mina ngiyazi bayikhiphile
ingoma nje owazirekhoda abanazo
bayidisayidele bona ezinye even a wrong ama-titles akhona Yabona angiyazi but I think bathatha advantage bona yokuthi i social media kwenzakalani then
yabona babona vele the hype well
I think lap kodwa nje mina angiyazi mhlambe ngabe ukubona nami angaze ngipushe nokuyipusha
but banayo imvume ke
yabanayo vele yabanayo
on the basis of keep a 5 more yokuqala le
yeah yokuqala le
base nemvume yok keep a 5 more
yeah
zonke ingoma nje kwazi recorder lapha Baz owner, because according to your contract, yeah, bro.
So no ways,
yeah,
for real.
No, yeah. All the songs. That's why I was worried when he said he didn't use their studio. Then it gets tricky there, right? But it depends on the contract as well. It can say anything you record anywhere. But normally, a label will supply you with a studio or pay for the studio time.
And whatever you record in there, they own.
Yeah, sometimes you do an album and you just sell it.
Yeah.
A label then will buy production costs.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because there needs to be production costs incurred by the label. So yes. All the songs he has, if he's got Zinga King Gomi was recorded on.
As it was Ning. I'm not sure what's bangabana album.
But still they can take maybe 5 songs of yours and come up with 10 hooks. Yes. For different songs from those 5 albums, put the other artist and you're on the hook, and it can be your second album. Mm. Let's say you had 100 songs, it could still drop 5 more albums without him consenting to it, because he's consented already to the 6 album deal. That's why I'm saying you must meet up with them and see how he can get out of it. But I mean, those guys are business people, you know.
What I don't understand, though, why would you sign to Ambitious, dog, with what happened to MT, Aries? Like, his story's in Zipai.
Yeah, but then I want who got their fingers burnt, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell experience yakhe. Ungagcini ngokuzwa enye into yadinga ukuthi uyibone wena ungakhulumi ngento ongayazi
okay
mina iyona into engangitshela yona emqondweni wami le ukuthi ngizobona khona because vele it's not like khona amanye ama companies abekangi approacha or abekangi accepta manginokha khona mina ngathatha opportunity ngoba ivela and ivela ngalesikhathi ngithi no I'm tired yabo so ngathatha opportunity ke mina
And then those statements, because they showed statements where they paid you like 90,000.
Yeah, so when I'm a proof of payment, 20,000, 90, oh, from APSA, 20, I forgot the other figures. I think I 2 or 3.
I 3.
God, I wanted to go to the bookings. I'm a bookings. I'm a report on my bookings.
So all those statements are valid. Imali
zangena. Yeah, imali zama gig lezo. Ngiyazazi.
And this nigga gigs like on a quiet month, 8 gigs, dog.
For real?
Yeah, am I lying?
Yeah, nakwashaya kenze.
Ukuthi wena uthe, that's why it was confusing. What is the only money you've ever received from Ambitious?
Well, 3.5.
3.5.
Yes, nemali yama gig ma ukuthi ngibukhiwe.
Now we get it.
And then royalties?
Sambro.
I'm not sure ngoba yike imali ngengayithola from uSambro.
What register in uSambro? Uke waya wena kuSambro to register as a music creator and register some works before uba signed to Ambitious.
Yes, khona umsebenzi wami ngengayo register khona.
Dala.
Dala.
Yeah, because after 2 years, then you're in the system, you'll start getting paid. So you should have been getting paid already for imali ning.
How much do you think imali ning has made? Because like that song was big, man. Sambro.
In summer.
Yeah. How much you think?
That's probably 3 million.
3 million? 3 million, I said.
Allegedly.
Nah,
maybe it says.
if they didn't register you on the song, I
eat. If you're not registered in the world.
Maybe says ngaya mina Samro ngai check malening bang credit yona.
Oh, okay.
God, I think it's equal it maybe says because we call 7.5% lap.
Oh, that you
are. Oh, you're entitled to 7.5%.
I think
it's not bad, but it should be more, but not bad.
And then streaming? Hey, man, this is wild, dog.
Hey, it's crazy, man.
This is wild. So but much.
I just want to know in all the time, ngesikhathi ubhizi uqala, even ungena khona Ambitious, kwakukhona umuntu osebenzisana naye eduze kwakho owecathulisa. Yabona ukuthi explainele zonke whether ama processes, ama contracts or anything. Like, was there someone with you?
Yeah, we're cool.
Okay. Hey, you sound sexy speaking Zulu.
Hey, like that.
So you had no one?
No, Bacon.
Bacon, yeah.
Yeah, Bacon, which is why Namanje, Ngithi, kuzophumeka khona ngeke kuze kungaphumeki ukuthi kanjani kodwa khona kuzophumeka because I want out.
So if so ukuthi ube lo muntu bekhona, then why did all of this happen still?
Into engingakutshela yona mina ukuthi i-contract ayifani nenhliziyo yomuntu.
Yeah.
Ngayisayini i-contract manje mina nawe sivumelane ngayo yonke into, ube happy ngibe happy. But mangingasayenzi leyo nto leyo ekhombisa ukuthi mina ngumuntu ofuna ukukuthuthukisa ube right ngale ndlela le esivumelana ngayo mina nawe kwi-contract, sikuthini ke lokho? Because it's not about ukuba wrong kwe-contract nokuthi awuyifundanga or awungenasikhathi or awuyi-understandanga. But umuntu ukodelivayo leyo nto leyo, ithini yena i-dream yakhe? Because yonke into iqala kwi-dream yekwi-vision.
Of course.
Angithi yabo.
Yeah.
So ithini ke yakhe? Because i-contract ikhona, mina ngiyayazi i-contract yami. Ngayifunda, ayikho into engayi-understandanga. But still I'm not happy.
Maru sayinile.
Ngisayinile but I'm not happy because nokushaya gig ka 30,000 i-report ibuye ithi le gig ibe u
15. Ay akubhalwa ngoku contract ku party management ukuthi uma ugig azothatha imali ye bus, sothatha imali ka DJ yok DJ layo odlala ama piano, ama keyboard,
DJ abambadala u DJ bekhokhela 250 lo abakhokhayo. Ukuthi DJ uthola 250 lona khona bathi imali yendlela ngisazi bayibiza ngana legama lesingisi. 250 kodwa nje angeke ungitshethe ubhadala uDJ uzombhadala 250.
No no.
Yabo iyona imali kuphela etholayo when uDJ wama kuyena waba bamthola uDJ.
Not even AJ gets paid 250.
Ah, not even AJ gets.
Oh, a junior, what's that?
Yeah, junior. Yeah,
go to 250.
Yes.
Oh, 250.
Oh man.
So if you could go back in time, would you still, what would you do differently? Knowing what you know now.
Ngazimela. Ngibe independent, ngivule company yami njengoba ngivulile. I 3.7 entertainment.
3.7.
Yeah. So you superstar ngempela,
eh? Middle finger, right? Middle finger to ambitious right there. Eh? 3.7.
That's what you do different, ne?
Yeah, yeah, nento engayenza.
Yeah.
Because I believe ukuthi mina kuphela umuntu ongakwazi ukuprotect into zami.
Hayi, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
So what's going to happen to your 6 album contract now with Ambitious?
They must find out because I don't care.
But you signed a contract.
Yeah, unfortunately, umthetho uvuma, umthetho
uthi. Ngabe uyabakweleta ukuzwenzeka lana?
Ngikweleta ini?
Umculo.
The albums.
Angisafuni nje mina.
Maru signile.
Yeah.
Ngisayinile so.
So you have to.
Isivumelwana.
I need to. You are fighting that they
angisavumi manje.
You are fighting that they didn't adhere to their side of the contract.
This is more like ngiyakuthanda angisakuthandi.
But so you can't do that in
business. Kodwa ke uma shadile.
Hayi, why?
Uma shadile kumele senkantolo. Hayibo. Uma shadile kumele kuwe enkantolo. Uma umjolo into yomlomo singahlukana kanjalo kodwa ke nina nashada ngoba nasayina naye home affairs nashayina ukuthi umfazi lo mkhwenyane lo sashada for 6 albums so awukwazi nje ukuvela ukuthi ngiyahamba ngokumthetho
kwele khona ke enkadolo
let's find another way but no
because ingakuvimba na umculo wakho kumele ukhiphe umculo wakho bothi wasign icontract ukuthi noma akuphi uma sa acula siyawu owner lo mculo so akawulet naloyo siyawu owner bangabhadala ne production futhi lapho
which is why ngithi asenzeni ngenye indlela as long as kodwa mina angeke ngize ngiqhubeke ngenze leyo nto ngoba angeke vele ngenze ukuthi umthetho uthini then asambe ngendlela yomthetho makune punishment kube ne punishment as long as punishment yakho ningathi angirecorde ngenze into zalapha because ngeke ngisakhona.
Alright, so manje wenzani? Pushani senzani?
Manje into engiyiphushayo manje okwamanje bengisafokuse kwi company yami kuqala ukuthi ivuleke ibe right because ngumuntu ozenzela ama event isikhathi esiningi KZN iyona into engisayenza okwamanje nokubheka ke isingile engizoyikhipha engizoyiphusha phansi kwegama lami not manje ngoba kunawani maningi ama process umuntu asamele adlule kuwona yabo kodwa nje izona izinto engisafokuse kuzona njengamanje nokubheka ama event engiwenzayo ngo December ukuthi azoma kanjani iyona into engiyenzayo
and then igama intaba yase Dubai thola kuphi
yeah
Me, I was thinking he went to Dubai, signed the contract. That's why it's a shitty deal.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
No, engakuthi intaba yasedubai ngangizama ukuchaza indlela umusic wami engikwenzayo different ngakhona nokuthi into ngeke uzuyithole noma ikuphi uzoyithola kumina kuphela iDubai indawo enhle engathi mangi kubonisa yona manje ngathi mangi kubonisa yona manje ungahalela ukuya kuyona manje yabonga ihlukile inento eyiningi ongakazi uyibone yabo and uyithola eDubai kuphela
okay why
no angazi ngizoya this year
but all right
yeah ngizoya this year mina ngiyoshutha lapho music video
oh okay
ngizoya this year so into eyenza ukuthi ngize ngithi ke umusic wami ngiyifanisa naleya ndawo because it's something ozoyithola kumina I believe it's beautiful uyabakha abantu uyabajabulisa ngazo zonke indlela urelate kumuntu omncane nomdala so ngawufanisa naleya ndawo ngase ngithi kodwa ngoba into eqhamuka kumina kuphela kuzoba intaba into engeke eDubai ngathi kuzoba intaba kodwa eseDubai indlela ehluke ngakhona
oh because there's akunanta
I get it, man.
It's a desert thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. He's deserting his concert now. His contract.
He's deserting his contract.
Oh, that's what he said. The man said, you know.
So if Ukhosi is watching this, Ufunum, the guy at Ambitious.
Umpat.
Yeah.
Ufunum Umpat.
Yeah, Ufunum Jelan.
I think I should go to Gabo. For a chance. Ebengakaze ngithole indawo yokuthi kube nomuntu ofana naye empilweni yami of course uyidlalile ke role enkulu kwi talent lami na kwi brand intaba yase Dubai futhi lokho ngeke ngize ngikukhohlwe kumina kayena umuntu omubi futhi aloko ngisho suka lolodwa la engeke ngicabange khona ukumluyisa kuphela nje ngiyabonga ukuthi angephe chance yokuthi ngisebenze naye ngize ngithole nethuba nje lokubona ukuthi ezinye izinto ngingakwazi kuyibambela mina without him yona nto engamtshela yona
I know nice one man
so anything you want to ask him
no nothing man I'm just thinking of the different routes the story could have taken like if there was no COVID,
yeah.
Lockdown, yeah. The song would have been concluded way before he finished. And also, like, if he just decided, oh, I recorded this song in Jan and just tell Big Zulu, okay, these are the splits, give me the split sheets, let me sign, and you go get registered. Mm. And you still work with Ambitious. If the song's out, you'll be like, yeah, we did it in Jan. Way before, like, all of that money could have been his. Yeah. Everything, like, Sambro money's, KFC deals, you know what I mean?
Gigs.
Gigs, he would have gotten his share. Gigs, he was still going to because he signed a 360 deal, which includes management.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So the hype from Malining was still going to get him gigs, but Ambitious would still control that.
Yeah.
But what I'm just saying is, had he not just decided to trust and say, oh, yeah, I did the song before, but I'm signed now, you know? Because legally, I don't think I'm wrong though. He did it prior. You know what I mean?
But this is all in hindsight because no one would have known that that song would be that big. I'm sure he didn't even think it would be that big.
Yeah, true.
You see?
Because he didn't even hear the song till the video shoot, right?
Till the KFC head.
Till the video shoot. Oh, yeah. That's my song. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm just thinking about that, how just a small thing, like the inconvenience of lockdown just changed everything. Because clearly Big Zulu only, you know, because of lockdown, only got to work on the song later or whatever. Mm. But had he just, that song was concluded, let's say, in April.
And have you spoken to Big Zulu? What's he saying during all of this?
Yeah.
No, angazi ngikhulume naye.
Angazange ufonele?
I'm not sure. Kodwa uke washo ku WhatsApp but ufuna sikhulume kodwa asikaze sikhulume.
But you can't blame Big Zulu because
No, I'm not blaming.
Yeah, you're not actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let's not because when he got the call from Big Zulu's camp, he then forwarded them to Ambitious.
Yes, yes.
You know what
yes,
I mean? What yes. do they call that thing on the phone that you do?
Mobile Connect phone? Call or whatever.
No, like phone... Yeah, it diverted.
He diverted.
He diverted it to thingy. So mm. then the agreement was in between Ambitious, who mm. he gave them, I guess, a verbal right to represent him on this song.
Would he ever take you to gigs, Big Zulu? Like, during, because December he was gigging like crazy.
No, no, no.
You'd never say, unless, come, boy, let's perform the song together.
No, no, no. Unless mhlambe siqondene kwigig lapho.
Oh, yes.
Nayo khona ke ilapho ke. Ebekwenze kodwa ngakwenza nakho ngaze ngagcina ngikuyeka man because lento engicasula yabo njalo ngiyambona anginankinga bona ukuperform but manje kunalento la ngaphakathi ukuthi yazi yena he's gaining something ngale ngoma yabo mina ngigaini nix yabo kwahambahambe ngaze ngathi hayi no angiyiyeke lento le naye ngaze ngagcina ngimtshela ukuthi hayi perform uyi-one ndoda
usasephathe nge-depression manje.
I ain't passing a depression. You're right, man.
All right.
Yeah. I am not depression, man.
Say peeping gun, eh?
Ziyadliwa futhi maziko.
Hey. Sadliwa maziko.
Maziko now. Soyekelana.
Maziko sidumbe.
Ngikukhona silethele.
Sidumbe.
Iyona ukutasilethele yona uNkulunkulu.
No, no, yeah. So
wenzani. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Ntaba yase Dubai. Ntaba yase Dubai, man.
Hey.
We wish you all the best in your career, man, and continue making those hits, all right?
Yeah, continue making the hits. Bring more hits, man.
Ah, yes.
Please.
Ah, yes.
But sort out the paperwork, because you don't want to make all those hits and then your record label comes and says hey, they belong to us.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Maluba beg and onda and go. You know, kind of part to tea and petan like an gala. I was waiting ham, being as a name for me, waiting in Kulu, Logotan in Kulu.
Yes.
Then ends in Daco. Yeah, but otherwise, most of them are tata gongo wabo food.
Go in that divide visa, school fees. So, what about the lila?
Yeah, school fees.
I go for Naga, like, you feel a villain of my challenges. Tata is a challenge.
Yeah,
so for Naga. So, for
Naga. I podcast in Chiwi area. Boom.
Thank you. Enda. Barmini.
Wrong, we had to drive to. Where did we drive to?
We drove to.
Hey man, what's your business, man?
Feels like we're touring someone's house in this airport.
It's not good,
my goodness. Fuck it out, bro.
Mask on, eh?
You guys have beverages, huh?
Don't take pictures of the.
Drunk this vision of the Lord!
Show me, point in mind.
You know you're rich when everybody wants something.
Under normal circumstances, he should have been a wider artist.
Release
release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.